for our buddies. Republican State Senator Eric Berthel is on with us. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Hey, Eric, I want to ask you. I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but we just had that caller, like, really incensed. I don't know whether you heard him. One of the things he brought up was you know, the fact that now there's this big controversy over opening up the rest stops again. What's up with that? Can't we find money for that?
No, we took the money out of the budget for that. Governor Malloy did that, I want to say, the last year, the year before.
Yeah.
We closed the rest stops from 3:30 p.m. until 8:30 the following morning.
Yeah.
And instead, what we did is we put portalettes in, which we all know how much fun those are.
Porta-johns. Yeah, those are nice.
Porta-johns, please.
But there was a...
Who are you going to send in on those?
You can't change a baby.
Yeah, no better, right? Can't change a baby.
No, you can't. And you know, this just continued this whole feeling in Connecticut that we're really not welcoming to anyone. So you're driving through Connecticut. There's a very big rest area on 84 in Southington that was affected by this. So basically we said, you know, now you're going to get off the highway. Maybe you're going to go visit a restaurant instead. But it's ridiculous that we can't have bathrooms open, okay, for people that are traveling on our highways. And now, it looks like we're probably going to pay tolls to travel on these highways that no longer have any restrooms available as well.
Eric, so we have tolls on third world roads. That's what we're going to have, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, right? And
we're going to lock it. It's going to be unbelievable when we get this done to see all these wonderful things.
The people have to pay to drive to.
Yeah, pay to drive there.
Hey, Eric, I know that you folks on the GOP side of things have been holding these forums around the state. I know you recently had one in Bristol. A lot of people, including there was a woman who spoke up. Is it Lisa Graca? Is that her name?
Yes.
And what was her complaint as an example of how people are upset about this?
Yeah, she lives in Bristol and she has a business in Watertown. And she spoke very eloquently. It was covered on some of the TV news media that this toll proposal is going to add to the cost of people coming to her salon and to her business, and that the people that she takes care of and that she serves can't afford another dollar or two each way or whatever the cost might be. And I think that this is a small business owner who I've been in my 4 years, I'm on my third term now in the legislature. I fight for small businesses. Many of my colleagues in the GOP do the same, and this is the message that we're trying to get out to our colleagues on the other side, that this is not necessarily affecting the ginormous businesses that are here in Connecticut. We're talking about the mom and pops that are barely surviving in an already toxic climate in Connecticut. And here we are, that they're potentially going to lose a client. These small businesses are going to lose a client, lose a customer, because we've now gone and added, by virtue of tolls, another buck or two or three for them to come and do business with them. And then, on top of that, we probably have decided somewhere in one of these proposals that we're going to now add a sales tax to the service that person
excellent. Is providing. Outstanding.
We're going to have a sales tax.
Yeah. Expand it.
Let's send
Eric,
them a thank you card.
In the interest of time, let me ask you something here. A story popped up yesterday where one of your compadres from the House, Vin Candelora, he is alleging now that too many Democrats voted in those committee votes last week on the toll bills. What are you hearing on that? Is that just a parliamentary thing, or what's up with this?
Well, Paul, let's take a look at it. You know, we are governed by Mason's rules. Everyone knows Robert's Rules of Order. We are governed by Mason's rules, which is another set of rules that, generally speaking, legislatures across the country use as their guiding rule book.
Yeah.
And Mason's rules state that there, on any committee, there cannot be more than 9 senators.
Mm-hmm.
And the general, I believe that was out of general law, there are 10 senators.
Yeah.
And one of them was that Senator Slapp, who was elected in the special election that took place
from West Hartford
last month, was assigned to that committee.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that the Democrats' response to this, was last year we had more than 10 senators on some committees, but last year we had a very unique situation, you'll recall, that we had not seen since the 1890s in the Connecticut Senate, where we had a tie.
Oh,
the rules were rewritten and the rules were intentionally rewritten because we had this very unique tie we hadn't seen in 125 years.
Yeah.
So we can't rely on what we did last year when we have a situation where we don't have that situation this year. So I don't know what happens in terms of the, the legal aspect. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. But
you're not a lawyer. Boy, that, that sets you aside from being in Hartford, Eric. You're not a lawyer. That's
I'm not. I'm just a gentleman from Watertown that wants to make Connecticut a better place.
All right, Eric Berthel, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks, Eric.